The Jays have really not done anything yet, but it feels like they're on the verge of it. And to chat about that, amongst some other things around baseball, we're joined now by former MLB and MLB Network radio host Ryan Spielborgs. How you doing, Ryan?
Okay.
All right, then.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. Cats' heads are falling off.
That's tough. I did a phoner today with Vancouver Radio, and I was having, I don't know if you guys heard, right in the 4 o'clock hour, right in the first segment, I've got my home phone plugged in. Did you hear it ringing?
Oh, I heard it ringing. I was wondering which one it was.
By the way, who the hell has a home? What do you need a home phone? You're the only person I know that has a home. Do you have one, Hayes?
No, I don't have one.
No one does. No one has a home.
They make you have a home phone when you sign up. Like when you sign up for whatever.
No, they don't make you activate it.
Sign up for what?
You're right. You're right, Noodles. I technically have a number assigned to my house, I guess, or my account. But we don't. I don't have a home line. I don't use it. I don't have a phone. So I guess you're right. Technically, we have one, but
I use it once a week when I have to do phoners throughout the country because I don't want to be on a sell and drop. So I plug it in and use it. But what happens is telemarketers or something have the number because I answered it one time. The phone was ringing and ringing. I'm like, what the hell? And this guy was screaming and swearing at me, saying, you've been crank calling me. I'm like, I don't even use this number. I don't even know the number. Like, I don't know it. Like, and apparently, like, it's...
So your number's being used in some telemarketing scheme? Is that what you're claiming?
I'm sure. And I called my carrier, and they've done nothing about it.
So. No, of course not. I'm sure that's a high priority for them. All right, I think we have Ryan Spielborgs back. Are you with us, Ryan?
I am here, and I'm sorry. I probably should have used a landline so I don't drop a call.
Yeah, it's 2020. How dare you not have a landline like 90% of people? Like, nobody has a landline. It's just something that no one cares to have, except for one of us. Yeah. Noodles, you have it, and the phone was ringing off the hook earlier in the hour. Anyway, it's good to have you, and we're looking forward to something happening here in baseball. What's your timeline on that? The levy breaking and some of these big names finally either signing or getting traded?
Well, I mean, today's a pretty big day in baseball. You have what's called the non-tender deadline, and basically, as you guys are aware, with hockey or with anything, you have to tender a contract to a player for them to be eligible for your roster. And with Major League Baseball, today's deadline is for arbitration-eligible players. So if you've been in the league long enough, you start going through the process of which is called arbitration. Arbitration allows you to negotiate your contract at a much higher level than your first 3 years when you're making league minimum. So as players in Major League Baseball goes, majority of a player's career is spent making league minimum. In fact, if you look at the numbers, the average length of a major league career is 2.5 years, which, you know, falls right in line with arbitration. So once you start getting into this tender period where you're making, you know, a little bit more money than normal, the first 2 years are usually where guys, you know, they'll continue to do arbitration, but year two and three, and certainly year three, because you got a year to go before free agency and the cost goes up, is when you start seeing really good players get non-tendered. And so you might see this with the Travis Shaw. You might see it with some guys that you expect, household names, but they get non-tendered because the organization doesn't want to pay top dollar for an aging veteran. And so today's a pretty big day. There's already been some pretty big names out there. So that's one of the first dominoes that starts. The other one is, and maybe you guys know more than I do, will there be a universal DH in 2021? So that has not been resolved. And once that does, I think more teams will get engaged with free agency and you'll start seeing position players go. Pitching, it doesn't matter, but for the position players, this DH thing has to get resolved before that starts moving.
Speaking of pitching, we were talking yesterday about Trevor Bauer. What are your thoughts on bringing him into the clubhouse? I mentioned on yesterday's show, as long as he's performing, you can put up with a certain amount. I actually kind of like the idea because if you have a clubhouse full of nice guys that don't really get the job done that aren't talented enough, and it doesn't really mean a whole lot. So I think he could mix it up and be a nice kind of mix in the clubhouse. What are your thoughts on bringing him in there? Not that it, we're talking about hypotheticals, connecting him with the Jays, but just the idea of bringing Trevor Bauer into the clubhouse.
Yeah, I mean, if you've ever talked to Trevor, whatever negative criticism or things that you've heard, I think they get dispelled pretty quickly. He's just different in a good way. You know, he's engaging. He comes from a different background. You know, he has an engineering mindset. You know, he's not the traditional jock. And so I like that. And you're right. Like, you're better off when you have, almost like an eclectic group of individuals in a clubhouse, because it creates a different kind of bond, you know, like, it's not, you know, when everybody shares the same religion or shares the same music taste, you know, it tends to be bland. When you have people of different backgrounds, different thoughts, you know, different ways of doing things, it makes your team better. It engages in conversation. And certainly you're talking about somebody that just won a Cy Young, that looks like he's getting better. And because he's embraced the analytics of our game, what's been strange about it is he's been ahead of the curve. You know, the personality that Trevor has, 5 years from now, people are going to be more like Trevor than Trevor is right now. So I think there's a lot of just misinformation, miscalculations, and people that don't understand the personality or the person and what it means to a clubhouse dynamic, but they shy away because they don't know. I think the more you dig in, the more you realize that Trevor is a great fit for any ball club. It now just boils down to me, performance and finance.
We're chatting with Ryan Spielborg's former MLBer from MLB Network Radio ahead of what is supposed to be a very active offseason, especially here in Toronto. And it sounds as if the Jays are linked to a number of potential infield options. They'd like to speak with LeMahieu. They may be interested in Lindor. Maybe Colton Wong, who is available via free agency, maybe other trades that could be available. And we keep coming back to Bo Bichette, who you know, is a burgeoning star. Defensively, he's, I think, mediocre at this point, but I believe he's got the work ethic to continue to improve in that. And he wants to play short. He made it very clear. He told us on this show a couple of weeks ago, he wants to play short. And as far as he knows, the Jays want him to play short. But with all these rumors out there, you know, maybe it's possible they move him around. Where do you stand on Bichette as a shortstop, you know, permanently into the future, building around him up here in Toronto?
I think I've seen enough from him that I believe he can improve quite a bit. I'll give you a good example of another shortstop in the big leagues that has dramatically improved his defenses. That was Marcus Semien of the Oakland A's, who's now a free agent. You know, this is a guy that, if you look at Marcus Semien's track record, he made 29 errors 4 years ago, and just last year was a finalist for a Gold Glove. So you can stay in that premium position and improve. It's not like you'll always get better. Nick Ahmed, who is considered one of the best defensive shortstops in all of baseball, slowly improved. And he wasn't a Gold Glove caliber shortstop at first, and he got better and better and better. I think with Bo Bichette, what's interesting about him, I think he can stick in that position, but I mean, if you have an opportunity to land Francisco Lindor, don't kid yourself. Bichette would make a great third baseman.
Right.
He could also play second base. I think players, you know, there's been plenty of examples of players moving off of their primary position mentally to a position that makes them a better player. Manny Machado was a shortstop. Where is he playing now? Plays third. You know, you can go back and look at, all kinds of different versions in baseball's history of shortstops moving to a corner or to a different spot to make their team better. I think Bo will do the exact same thing. If it was up to me and I have the opportunity to land a Francisco Lindor and I know I'm going to have him for multi-years, then, you know, that I would be happy to move Bichette. If that's not an opportunity, I would just continue to tell him you play shortstop and we're going to keep working on it with you, and you're going to improve and you're going to be a Gold Glover one day. And then we'll make sure we supplement guys around you like a Colton Wong who at second base, I don't think there's a better defensive second baseman athletically than Colton Wong. He's not DJ LeMahieu. LeMahieu's a much better player all the way around, but I don't think DJ's leaving New York. I think Colton Wong is a great middle infield opportunity for the Toronto Blue Jays if they're not able to land a bigger name in Francisco Lindor. But if you're not landing that guy, you know, for Bo Bichette, I would just encourage him to keep working hard and to put your confidence in him to play that position because he can do it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And there's a couple of positions of need up here. I mean, defensively, the Jays are very underwhelming. They're a bottom third defensive team in the league in terms of fundamentals. A lot of that is based on youth. But for years, they had Kevin Pillar in center, and that masked a lot of issues defensively when balls were hit into the outfield. And by all accounts, again, based on reports, they are after George Springer and willing to offer him a lot of money. Now, the Mets are in on that, too. We know the Mets are willing to spend this summer, or this offseason, I should say. But George Springer, 31, he's got his World Series. He's put up his numbers. He's got his credentials. How do you feel about his game overall, you know, looking forward and forecasting the next 3 or 4 years, because you know it's going to be a longer-term deal? And how quality of a fit would he be if the Blue Jays can find a way to sign George Springer?
I like George Springer a lot. If you know anything about him, his background, he's a very special human. You know, he comes from the East Coast. You know, what he means for a small community of people with speech impediments. He's a very good voice for them. And I think when you're looking at a player like that who has a track record in the postseason, those guys that have done it, that have won, regardless of how you look at 2017, I don't look at it the same way, but regardless, he has a track record of being a stand-up, great teammate, and he's good. He's a good baseball player. Defensively at 31, center field, how many years can he remain, you know, a viable center field option? I think at least a handful of years. If it's a 5-year deal, I wouldn't expect him to man center field the entire time. And when you're looking at the Blue Jays, you know, realistically, where do you think this group is in terms of their window and competitive, you know, ability to sustain it? I think you're right in the middle of it. I think last year was a really good learning experience. They learned a lot from the youth side, just how important it is to put the ball in play and to make good quality defensive plays. That it exposed, hopefully, to this young group what they need to work on. You don't learn any of this stuff unless you get the playoffs and lose. So, you know, they have the pieces and parts ready to go. Now it's just almost having somebody that's done it that can calm the ship and lead by example would go a very, very long way. And Springer certainly fits that mold.
Yep. Well, we'll see. There's a lot of rumors out there, but until they actually ink the deal, that's all it is. And I think the Jays are ambitious to make things happen and splash some money around, but it takes two to tango. So we'll see what happens over the next month, month and a half. Really appreciate the insight. We'll do it again down the road. Thank you, Ryan.
Bye, you guys. Thanks for having me on.
There he is, Ryan Spielborgs from MLB Network Radio.
I almost asked the question for, I think I've been doing this for 7 years now, and I think I asked the same question with baseball. Why is open season in baseball so slow moving, so slow to develop? Yeah. It's like Trevor Bauer is one of the elite pitchers in baseball. Why isn't he gone right now? Like gone. Off the market. George Springer, same thing. Day one.
Yeah, a lot of it is that teams are terrified to set the market and drastically overpay and then find out later, you offered $30 million more than any other team. So a lot of it is the teams are scared. And a lot of times these agents, like Scott Boras, they guarantee a certain amount of cash for their players, and they hold on basically until they get it. So I think it goes both ways. It's like both sides have blood on their hands, where take Trevor Bauer, for instance. He may have been guaranteed a contract worth $250 million, you know, whatever it is. He's right. Not signing now for 180 because that's the only thing on the table. You know, he's holding on until he gets closer to 250, knowing that 180 is still going to be there in a month and a half. So that's a big part of it. It's a game of chicken on both sides, and teams are terrified to overspend. oh, like terrified.
That money is so big, though. Like, it, you know, the NBA is throwing around cash like nothing, but Major League Baseball's done that for years.
Yeah, they've done it even larger. Like, nothing comes close. Outside, I guess the Mahomes deal does, but there was there's no limit on that. They can sign for as long as they want in the NFL. You can't do that in the NBA. There are limitations on term.
Harper, like, remember, what was Harper originally looking for? 300, was
400.
It?
Yeah, 400. Yeah, he wanted 400. He signed, he I guess, accepted 330, I think it was in the end.
But it was 13
I don't think
years.
The Phillies, I don't think the Phillies are too happy. I think that summer Machado and Bryce Harper went. And I think if you ask Philly, they're looking at their team saying, we're still garbage. And I think if you talk to San Diego signing Machado, they're thinking, if this guy can put us in the playoffs with what they have now, with Tatis Jr. there, if he can be a part of the solution, get this team in the playoffs regularly for the next 5 to 6 years, they'd be saying, maybe this guy's worth it. But the Phillies got to be thinking, why did we do that?
They're losing their minds because a lot of it, remember, it was how many jerseys they sold immediately. The ticket sales were through the roof. Well, now no one's showing up to watch. Right, like this past year, you couldn't sell a ticket. No one's buying jerseys right now. And next year, you're probably not selling tickets either, at least not off the hop. And it sounds as if Philly might be going the other way. You know, like they're going to let guys walk, and they're putting guys on the market that might be available.
Crazy.
And Harper's stuck, and they're stuck with him. And it didn't take long for that to happen. And when he walked, who ends up winning a World Series? His former team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Nationals go to the World Series and win it without him.